4 HKX Mobile.
KO4 CEF Mobile on Echo Link. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Andrew. Hope you're having a good day so far.
Yeah, except for this whole going to work thing, you know. Other than that, man, it is foggy as all get out down here.
And no fog up here so far.
Yeah, it's pretty thick. I maybe have 100 yards of visibility.
Well, that means I know going up and down the mountain right there will be real foggy. That area is always foggy, but I'm hoping it clears out before I get there. KN4TFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. KO4CEF Mobile on Echo Link.
Good morning, Ken. KO4HKX.
Yeah, it showed the fog was more from Greenville up towards Spartanburg going up that way. And that it showed Spartanburg visibility at zero.
That's not far from the truth. I mean, I can see the headlights, you know, probably 100 yards off, but... You know, as far as visibility on the sides of the road, it's not a whole lot of nothing.
Not a good morning to be running behind, then. Hopefully everybody stays safe.
Hell, it was when I lived in Louisiana. 6 days out of the week, you couldn't see 100 yards in front of you, and the car in front of you all of a sudden would just disappear.
That's crazy. I wonder why it was like that.
Lakes and everything, and there's so much water. I mean, you can dig a hole a foot deep and water starts coming up.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons it's so foggy up here is all the water. And that's right there where I was talking about coming down the mountain. There's a lake right there off to the side. Through there.
Well, hopefully it won't be too bad this morning for you. I mean, interstate's not horrible. I got enough visibility I can see. I mean, like I said, the only thing that really would worry me is deer, but you know, as long as I can catch the glint of their eyes, I'm usually all right to get on the break.
Mother-in-law came down last night so she could check on her dad that's in the hospital. And that, well, they moved him to a rehab facility, but ain't nobody figured out what he's trying to get rehab from.
Did the hospital put him into rehab, or did he put himself in rehab?
Hospital, I guess, sent him over there to rehab, but he, you know, originally he went in because they thought he was having a stroke, but he had had one at some time, but it wasn't then, and then when they were getting ready to discharge him, he had like 7 or 8 seizures and everything, and then they got him sedated, and then now they moved him over to rehab. They don't know why he's having seizures, but, I mean, he ain't going to be able to do anything. He just lays there, and that, so they'll probably have to take him to a different facility, I imagine.
Maybe doing that just to transition him, to give him time to find a place for him.
I don't think his wife's going to be able to take care of him now.
Well, that stinks, but it's part of life, I guess, anymore.
So is he having seizures more often, or is it just that one time? Or is it just something new that started?
No, it was just something new that started. I mean, that he hadn't had seizures before, but he had, you know, in a 24-hour period, you know, probably 7 or 8. So they don't know, but they got him, you know, on some anti-seizure medicine, so it's kind of hard to figure out what's happening. And they had him tied down, and he managed to get loose and rip all the wires off the top of his head and that. So, it's, I mean, he just really hard to deal with.
I hate that. It's never really a good thing. You know, like I said, it sucks his wife. I probably won't be able to take care of him because I think everybody would most rather be home. But, you know, if you can't do it, you can't do it.
That's not good. It's probably better that she doesn't try to take care of him. That way they both don't get hurt.
Good morning, gentlemen. KA3JCA.
KN4TFW and Miss Sally.
Miss Sally, Miss Ashley, KO4HK.
Good morning, KO4CEA.
Dan, Sally's here, but she's still kind of in and out of it. I had her up and down most of the night last night because I was having issues most of the night, so I just wanted to jump in here and say hi to you guys this morning. I'm just not doing too good. Last night was a rough night.
We've been missing you guys in the morning. Dad, Richard, hope whatever it is, you get it taken care of.
Thank you very much.
And I tell you what, keeping up with this little earbud and using it like your microphone is not optimal, even for echo late. It's getting the job done. But every time I put it down, if I want to drink a cup, sip of coffee, I got to find it again and get a hold of the button. It's a pain in the butt, y'all.
Your technology, isn't better than the old?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's nice I at least got an option, but it just sucks they don't make any kind of microphone or something that really works with it. You gotta cobble something together. Patrick, have y'all got any flurries or anything up there yet? I know y'all had some cold mornings and you got all this moisture in there. KO4CS.
Here where I'm at, but I don't know, about 30-45 minutes to the north of me, they've had some flurries. Buffalo this weekend, they suspect in a blizzard 2 feet of snow. Fun with that. I believe I'll pass.
I think it was last week or week before last, my buddy was out in Idaho and he was getting snow out there. It was probably 2 weeks ago. I just thought that was crazy. I mean, that early November, but I guess it's normal up there.
In Colorado in July, there where it snowed all the time and stayed on the ground, you'd be praying for grass cutting season, right? Most of those guys, that's the reason they move when I talk to them, is because they're tired of dealing with the snow.
As long as we get one decent one down here, at least enough to go outside and play for a day, I think that'll be pretty much enough for me.
One snow a year and it's gone in a day. That's perfect snow.
If I remember correctly, I think it's supposed to be a wet winter, but I don't think it's supposed to be cold and us getting a whole lot of snow. But we'll see at the end of the day, because I think it's all a guessing game anyway.
Well, guys, I am in the black hole, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Andrew, you be safe going on into work. Ken, maybe I'll catch you here in a little bit. And Richard or Miss Sally, if y'all still listen, have a good day. KO4HK, I'll be clear. I'll keep an ear out for you.
All right, Patrick, 7-3. We'll talk to you maybe later on this evening when I get off work. KO4CE.
Planned, Andrew?
For this weekend, I got to get my pool closed. I keep procrastinating or got stuff going on and hadn't done it. I got most of the work done. I just got to drain it down and take it apart. You know, take all the pump equipment off and should be good to go. So hopefully it won't take long, but I'm not going to cover it this year. I decided not to spend extra money for a cover that I'm just going to throw away.
Can't blame you there. I mean, you can just, you know, get the leaves out and that, and it should work fine, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring. I got most of the leaves out at this point. You know, there's not too many more left. I think once I start seeing pollen next year, I'll have to get it cranked up pretty quickly. Otherwise, it'll put a green film over top of it. So I'll just turn the pump on a lot earlier than I normally would, and that'll kind of keep that filtered off of it.
You just leave the pump run all year.
Yeah, I mean, that's happening right now. I just really like it. But, I mean, it really doesn't take that long. Take that long to take it apart. The cover is probably the most complicated part of the whole process because it's such a pain in the butt to do.
Well, they just leave their pump run all year, and that don't work. You know, just leave it uncovered, let it run all year, throw a little bit of chlorine in there, and it should do fine. But I guess you said your chlorinator doesn't work after it freezes, right?
Yeah, most saltwater generators start losing efficiency when it gets down to about 50. And then at 40 degrees or below, it almost probably produces next to no chlorine, so it's not really worth it to keep the sail running and on while it's not producing anything. So Like I said, it's really not that much work to take it apart and put it all back together. And I could see if I had hard pipes and stuff, but for the most part, it's just a couple hose clamps and taking all the little fittings and stuff off of the pump and closing up the return jet, and it's usually good to go. Yeah, it'll probably take me 15, 30 minutes, and that'll probably be just draining it down. Will be the longest part of the whole thing, with just getting it below the skimmer line. But everything else will be a whole lot quicker after that.
Hope they're on back flush, right? Drain it down that way?
Yeah, or you can just go. They also has a waste setting, which is basically bypasses the filter altogether, so it just pumps water straight out from the skimmer basket. So it, instead of going up through the sand, it just comes straight out. But and you get a lot faster flow, but it's like I said, that part of it's really not that hard. You just got to sit there and wait on it, and then once it gets below the line, depends on whether I want to drain it down anymore. I just have to put a hose or something in it and drain it. But it's like I said, it's not bad. I just got to hurry up and do it because I keep, like I said, something either comes up or it's raining, or I just don't get around to it before the weekend's over.
I know our week is all tied up, you know. Sister-in-law and mother-in-law came in, and that, you know, messed up our usual routine. I was going to run to the dump. I guess maybe I can do it this tonight.
Yeah, it don't take a whole lot. I was hoping to do, but dang, even if you get off at 4:30, you really don't have much sunlight left, and you know that goes a long way if you can see what you're doing.
Walking the dog with a headlamp on.
If you don't do it early enough, you definitely will. Well, Ken, I am pulling into the parking lot now, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have a great day, and if you talk to Patrick in a few minutes, tell him I hope he has a good one, and I hope both of y'all are safe out there on the road this morning. So hopefully we'll get a chance to holler at you this evening. KO4CEF, and I will be clear when you're fine.
Andrew, have an awesome day. Maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4 GFW.